This is the Five Things Rewind. Nick Scherfield, before every Houston Texans game, writes five things to watch. One of those things you wanted to check out was the play of Arian Foster. He had another solid game, 150-plus yards from scrimmage, a couple of touchdowns. Nice job by number 23.
Yeah, he had 425 rushing yards through three career playoff games. That's the best by any player in NFL history in their first three playoff games. You knew he was going to be a key factor if the Texans were to advance to the AFC title game, and he was a big factor for this team. They tried to establish a run with him early and often. He did have the two touchdowns on the day, one catching, one rushing. He got some tough yards here and there, and he had, like you said, drew 90 rushing yards, 63 receiving yards. A big day for him. But it was very tough running for the Texans for a while in the game. There was a point in the game where Foster had, I think, 5 carries for 3 yards, 6 carries for 10 yards, something like that along the way. He got going as the game went on, but a tough defense to run against. You know, he got what he could and did his best to help the Texans go to the AFC Championship game. Unfortunately, not enough.
Yeah, another thing you wanted to watch was Matt Schaub, and he did make some big plays, but ultimately, like the rest of the team, they just didn't make enough of them.
A lot of criticism coming on Matt Schaub from local media, from national media in the wake of this game. And Texans players are quick to come to his defense. Left tackle Dwayne Brown said today in the locker room, when the Texans players cleaned out their locker, it's not his fault. In no way is it Matt Schaub's fault they lost the game. He put the ball in some good places. Plays weren't made. Brown also said they weren't able to establish a running game like they should have to help Schaub. He had an interception to Rob Ninkovich that really hurt the team when they were trying to come back. He did make some very good throws as well. There was a drop touchdown pass early in the game. There were a couple of drop third down passes as well that really could have gone a long way. Final numbers for Schaub, 34 51, 363 yards. 2 touchdowns and a pick. They look like good numbers. He did get a good amount of those yards and 2 of the touchdowns in the final 11 minutes when the Texans were down by, what was it, 20-something points. But, he stayed with it till the end. Gary Kubiak and all the players in the team said they have no doubt that Schaub is a guy who can lead them to the Super Bowl. Just didn't happen this year.
Yeah, you also wanted to see what J.J. Watt could do. And he comes up, he gets a sack, does some nice things, but ultimately still not enough.
The last game the Texans played against the Patriots in December when they lost 42-14 on Monday Night Football was one of only 2 games all season which J.J. Watt did not have a sack or bat down a pass, have a pass defense. Of course, he made a name for himself doing both of those things this season. He did get a sack, like you mentioned, Drew, in this game, split it with Brooks Reed. They both have 5 sacks in 4 career playoff games. Really outstanding production from those second-year players, and he was very active. I mean, he was getting behind the line of scrimmage, pressured Tom Brady, and hit him as he threw another time to force an incompletion on third down to get the ball back for the Texans offense. But, you know, overall, J.J. Watt, you know, he said today that, you know, the entire team didn't make enough plays. He said he's got to play better. He said he's going to be doing that in 2013, which is scary to think about with a season that will be rewarded with the Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, he was going against Tom Brady. He was the fourth thing you wanted to watch, and Brady showed why he is one of the best that's ever played that position.
Brady got his 17th career playoff victory at the Texans' expense. That's a new NFL record, past Joe Montana, who he was tied with. You know, the key to getting to Tom Brady or slowing down Tom Brady, especially in playoff games, historically has been getting pressure on him. And aside from that one sack that Watt and Reed split, Texans didn't have any other sacks on Tom Brady all day. 300-plus yards, 3 passing touchdowns, and, you know, some of the throws he made were really incredible throws. The one, you know, to Shane Vereen, over-the-shoulder throw right after the Texans had failed a fourth-down conversion. Some of the plays he was making on third and long, that's why he's Tom Brady. Unfortunately, the Texans not able to make quite enough plays against him to slow down Brady in that very potent Patriots offense.
Yeah, you know, the fifth thing you wanted to see was how clean, how efficient the team could play, and wasn't able to play as cleanly and efficiently as they'd like.
Yeah, the efficiency, really wasn't there. It was kind of almost a mirror image of the last time they played at New England. You know, they struggled on third down. I think they were 4 of 13 or something like that on third down as an offense. The Patriots were close to 50% on offense on third down. And when that happens, it's going to be tough for you to win games a lot. The Patriots are staying on the field more, converting drives that turn into touchdowns. The Texans, you know, they move the ball towards midfield, around midfield a lot, and weren't able to get points a lot of the times. They had to settle for a field goal on the opening drive of the game. That was one of the main things they said they couldn't do against the New England Patriots. And you know, they didn't quite capitalize on their opportunities. They did not have as many penalties as the last time they were at New England. They really cleaned that up a lot. There was a late penalty on Kareem Jackson, maybe a questionable call, a holding penalty that could have given the Texans another chance, you know, a better chance at making a miraculous comeback. But all in all, not their best football, not clean, not efficient, and they didn't get any turnovers. And when that happens, it's tough to win games. You got to be at your best, and they didn't get it done.
For the final time of the season, this has been the Five Things Rewind. We thank you so much for checking us out.